This is JIS News. Coming up, task force established to examine systems governing children in protective care. Three new fire stations to be built next year and unattached youth urged to access opportunities for continuing education. The news in detail after the break.
Imagine a rugged landscape, lush forests, springs and cascading waterfalls, evidence of the pristine surroundings of the Blue and Jonquil Mountains, the location that centuries ago became the territory of the Windward Maroons and national heroine Queen Nanny, which earned Jamaica its first World Heritage property in July 2015.
Partner with us in safeguarding this distinctive heritage of Jamaica and the world. Contact Jamaica Conservation and Development Trust at 960-2848 or blueandjonquilmountains.org. Brought to you by the Ministry of Youth and Culture and UNESCO Cluster Office.
Now the news. An independent disciplinary panel has been convened by the Child Development Agency CDA to look into the conduct of officers following the removal of 34 wards of the state from the Sunshine Child Care Facility. The task force, to be headed by former chairman of the Women's Leadership Initiative, Sharon Lake, will begin its hearings on December 22. Minister of Youth and Culture Lisa Hanna made the disclosure during a statement to the House of Representatives on Tuesday as she tabled a report from the Office of the Children's Advocate into the conduct of the CDA officers.
I have asked them to make the necessary recommendations so that our systems and procedures are improved to reinforce the appropriate culture necessary for child protection.
The report highlighted that certain individuals in the CDA failed to follow the established procedures and policy application, such as failure to adequately prepare the children for their removal to other locations. Ms. Hanna says the report from the task force will be submitted by February 2016. Security at the country's two international airports is to be significantly boosted with the addition of 39 new recruits to the Passport Immigration and Citizenship Agency, PICA. The immigration officers will also help to bolster the island's capacity to handle increased visitor arrivals for the start of the winter tourist season. National Security Minister Peter Bunting, in his address to the graduates, urged them to protect the country's borders while also helping guests to enjoy the Jamaican experience.
This batch of 39 graduates comes at an opportune time as it will enable us to increase our complement of immigration officers in time for the start of the winter tourist season.
23 of the new recruits will be deployed to the Sangster International Airport, while the remaining 16 will be stationed at the Norman Manley International Airport. The graduates' training covered laws governing PICA's operations, as well as Jamaica's border management system, immunity and privileges, trafficking in persons, court procedures, and customer service. The services of the Jamaica Fire Brigade are to be significantly improved with the construction of three new fire stations next year. The announcement was made by the Minister of Local Government and Community Development, Noel R. Scott, who said the stations will be built in rural parishes.
We have a program now to gradually improve the fire services in Jamaica. We will build in the coming year three new fire stations, one in Montego Bay, one in Yalas, and one in St. Mary.
Mr. R. Scott adds that firefighters are being trained and equipment is presently being sourced to outfit the stations when they are built. He says five new engines will be purchased along with bunker gear and other personal protective equipment. And Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites is urging unattached youngsters across Jamaica to take advantage of the numerous opportunities for continuing education being offered by the government. Reverend Thwaites says the ministry has sought to ensure widespread access to various educational opportunities by ensuring that the fees remain low and that even persons without prior training or education can be included.
Nobody needs to stop their education in Jamaica now. Not only is there cap, it is an option for you now to join the registered apprenticeship program, which will place you in a business where you can both earn something and learn. Apprenticeship offers you that opportunity. I urge you to take advantage of it. There is an alternate high school equivalency diploma. Good in the United States, good for Canada, good for the United Kingdom. HEART offers a variety of programs at levels 2, level 3, level 4. Up to level 3, the courses are free.
He was speaking at the graduation ceremony for students in the Career Advancement Program CAP on Tuesday. That was the JIS News. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.